I'm Andrew Sawyer, County Agent, University of Georgia Extension, and this is a South Georgia Pine Ag Update. It didn't appear to be much small grain that was planted, but now looks like we got a little wheat out there. Kind of an interesting situation for many of us. We planted a lot for a cover crop, and all of a sudden it's kind of looking good. Some of it's been planted behind peanuts, so it had some nitrogen, and now we're trying to turn this into grain. A lot of this that was planted was actually back in October, about a month before the normal planting date for wheat small grain. We also have some planted for the small grain in November, probably around the 10th at a normal planting date. And of course, what was going on at that time? It was so rainy, so wet. It's really held it back. And even today, you know, it doesn't look like it's moved much out of the tiller stage. So we got wheat in many different stages. The furthest along I'm seeing right now is already jointing. And the furthest behind is still kind of in that tiller stage. So once we get to about February 14th or a little bit after, we're really past the stage of that side dressing, that final nitrogen application. And we're pretty much past the stage of all our herbicides that need to be used. Whether we put out a little fertilizer or poultry litter, or even no fertilizer, counting those tillers is so important to know what we need to put out at that side dressing. And keep in mind, for wheat growth, the most of that nitrogen is being used during that stem elongation. We're pretty much at the end of the time we need to put it out. Research has shown that 85% of the yield comes from our fall tillers. So pretty much what we have in the field right now is going to be it. We want our tiller count close to 80. Obviously 100 is good, but if we're anything below 80, that's where we need to put out side dressing. And you know, it's going to take maybe 20 or so units if we're at 80, but if we're way down 60 almost to 70, it's going to take a lot more nitrogen to get us up to that at least 100 units for the whole season. And that's generally what we're shooting for with the wheat. Depending on that soil yield potential, it's about 100 units. You can go up to 130 if you're really pushing high. But as for herbicides, wheat that is not yet elongated, you know, the textbook calls it full tiller. Well, what is full tiller? Three tillers, five tillers. Probably the best way to explain it is once those stems start growing straight up and the small grain exhibits that erect growth, that's about when we need to cut off those herbicides. Some herbicides will carry into that first joint. Harmony Extra, Express, Peak. MCPA is a little bit more forgiving than 2,4-D. But the point is, if we hadn't done anything now, we probably need to think about mixing something together. For the most part, I think we've done really well with our winter weed control. And for the fields that's furthest along, like I was mentioning, they're jointing. At this point, we pretty much just ride it out and watch for that flag leaf to come out. And once we get there, maybe get some heads out, we might put out a fungicide for disease protection. For more information, visit my blog, WilcoxCountyAg.com. I'm Andrew Sawyer, County Agent, University of Georgia Extension, and this is a South Georgia Pine Ag Update. South Georgia Pine.